If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, right? We all know this on some level, but then we hear that commercial for what we just seem to need, and, well, I don't pull my credit card out, at least, when the infomercials come a-calling. Why would I possibly need tape strong enough to make a boat with? Why would I possibly need a knife sharp enough to slice a tin can with? Why would I possibly need detergent powerful enough to take every single stain out of clothes with? Actually, that last one kind of sounds nice. However many times I hear about OxyClean, however, I don't do anything. The advertisement must be overstating it. Certainly, someone in my life would bring this up in conversation every now and again if it weren't. If we're in this mode with OxyClean's Billy Mays and his stain-removing promise, are we there as well with First Reading's Isaiah and his? Though your sins may be scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. We're here in church this morning, so we're probably not going to reject these words on their face, or at least not reject them to someone else's face. But if it was so good, is it too good to be true? If it weren't, if we have received God's mercy in this way, if a stain really can be removed, wouldn't we be talking about it every now and then? Our real life, fast-acting, long-lasting OxyClean here. Maybe that's what others in our lives are thinking as well. May we live a bit from this place today, from something that we're reminded is so good and so true.